This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. What the heck? I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, and being part of the conversation as a whole. I really do. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live up there, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there, including get involved in the conversation. We have a live chat room. There are people in the chat room that very much, they're smarter than I am. That's all I can say. Go watch and listen, and you'll see they're smarter than I am. And then if you head up to Facebook, I believe we're live up on Facebook, too, on the Facebook feed. And there's a lot of people up there, too, that you can get involved with. Buy one of my shirts if you go to the website, therealside.com, hashtag stand. And what I'm trying to portray up there is, you see these, every place you go, you see that quote-unquote grassroots movement where they're, you know, they've got the resist shirts on and black pants and black shirts and black face. I mean, it's just a joke. It's just such a joke. They're being funded by somebody. Okay, they're out there, they're making noise. I don't want you to get in a fight. I don't want you to bring baseball bats. I don't want you to do what they do, which is bring sharp objects and all that fun stuff. I want you to go and stand. I just want you to stand for your liberty. I want you to stand for your freedom. I want you to stand for what you believe in. I want you to stop backing down. I'm not asking you to go get beat up. I get emails from you guys on a regular basis. Oh, I'm afraid to wear the shirt. I don't want to. Right, that's fine. I get it. I can't force you to wear the shirt or anything else like that. But here's the deal. Don't back down. Don't let them be the only ones on the street corner waving signs. Don't let them do that to us. I mean, if you're afraid of look where we're at. If you're afraid of waving a protest or a support sign on a street corner, look at what does that mean? Look at what we've come to. If we've got to that point, that's bad. And we've let it get there. Have we not? We've let it get there. It's wrong. We need to take that back. And that's nothing but freedom. We need to take the freedoms back that we're supposed to have, that we're supposed to enjoy, that we're supposed to be partaking of. Speaking of which, I mean, this is how bad it's got. We can't even cut each other a little bit of respect. And it happens on both sides. It's not just a one-sided thing. But recently, there were a bunch of left-wing Luciferians screaming demonically during a town hall prayer and Pledge of Allegiance. Now, we've seen this more than once. Not the first time. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy faced an evil enclave of Democrat devils in his town. In the town hall meeting that he had. So they came in, and I just got, locally, I got in a lot of trouble, where I live, got a lot of trouble for this. Which I shouldn't have, I don't believe, still don't believe. And if you're going to scream and yell like a bunch of brats, if you're going to do nothing but talk over the other person, if you're going to do nothing but cause hate and aggravation and what have you, why come to a town hall meeting? Just to spew hatred? Heck, I don't need to be at one of those. See, unlike them, I would leave. I would go, look, when you decide that you want to be civil, you really want to talk about these issues, if you want to yell at me, I'm out of here. I don't need this garbage. I didn't sign up for this. And I did not get voted in to be yelled at. I got voted in to work on issues and help work through some of the thing, in my case, to help the kids get a better education. That doesn't come by yelling about something, especially when you don't even have the right information and or the real stats or the real information. So when Bill Cassidy was approached by these people, he took it for a while. So these people were bent on shutting down the congressman's town hall. That's all they cared about. They shrieked and screamed through the prayer. They screamed through the Pledge of Allegiance. What? How does that help? What kind of sense does that make to anybody? And the mob was there specifically. It was very obvious by what they were doing. They were there to prevent the Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy from speaking to constituents. And they all started exploding and screaming and yelling, even right from the point of the opening prayer. Now, dozens of these liberals started shrieking and screaming and cursing and shouting as the prayer started. They continued booing, heckling, and hurling epitaphs at the clergyman. Isn't that nice? Wasn't that so nice of them? One of the liberals started screaming, "Hey, how about a prayer to Lucifer?" I kid you not. See, we've lost our sense of morality. We've lost our sense of just being decent to each other. And the psychotic screaming really reached a high when somebody said the name of Jesus, which proves a point. You know, which proves a point biblically. The Bible says they're gonna hate us, those followers of Jesus. They're gonna hate us for His sake. But there's another little scripture in there that people don't know about. Probably a lot of people don't know about it. And this is going to tee off a lot of you, but hey, whatever. Nothing new for me, right? The Bible says that when demons hear the name of Jesus, they tremble. They, like, freak out. So isn't it interesting that at this town hall meeting, somebody said the name of Jesus, everybody started freaking out. Or a good portion of them started freaking out. So you take that for what it's worth. The mob went even crazier when they were asked, now check this out, when they asked to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Right? I mean, they were screaming, and they were yelling during the whole pledge. Now, here's what I like the most about this, to prove how dull, mentally dull these people are. And I'll tell you about it when we come back from the break. I like that. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. We're live on Facebook. A lot going on there as well. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Don't go far, because I want you back. We've got a lot to say. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know I'm all over the place. I'm kind of wound up today. I'll get back to that story in a second. I promise you. Today in the state of California. Now, you know how important career tech ed is. Career tech education. That's, we used to call it vocational training back in the old days when we used actual slates to write our homework on. And the state of California, you know, I mean, they are just so out of control. I mean, out of control. So they decided to take $100 million away from career tech education out of the budget. And they decided to do that because, you know, there's other things that they need to do. They need the money for other things. You know what they use $50 million for? You ready for this one? You guys are going to split a gut on this one. They took $50 million of the $100 million, and they put it towards Planned Parenthood. They're actually going to give Planned Parenthood $50 million, and it will, not it might, it will include abortion money. Okay? Even though the majority of people in this country don't want it to fund abortions. I'm not responsible for your inability to protect yourself. I'm not responsible for your inability to be responsible. Well, that's just the coldness of the right. No, it's not the coldness of the right. Here's the deal. I'm willing to make exceptions for certain things. I'm not talking about abortion. I mean, you know, people who need medical help, something happens. Things happen to people, okay? I'm not going to take a broad blanket and say, no, no way, no how, for, not for anybody. I'm not willing to do that. But especially when it comes to abortion, those kind of things, you have the ability. You have foreknowledge of what you're doing. You know what it takes to protect yourself. Why is that my emergency? Why is that my problem? I don't understand. I don't understand this need for you to have somebody else wipe your butt for you, take care of every aspect of your life. You know, we've got leaders in this country that want everybody to have the same amount of, you know, get paid a base salary that the government would take care of, right? Everybody gets medical insurance that the government would take care of. Everybody gets education that the government would take care of. That has worked out so well across the world, has it not? I mean, the lunacy of this is just mind-boggling. I wish they felt the same way when you watch people walk off a cliff. Yeah, hey, they look like they're having fun. I'll follow them. It's just stupid. It's stupid going somewhere to happen. It's stupid going somewhere to thrive. It's infuriating because so many young people are falling into this trap. Because, frankly, we haven't done our jobs when it comes to young people. I'm sorry, guys. We haven't. All right? Nieces, nephews. You know, I go through this all the time. Nieces, nephews, I don't know, cousins, grandkids, whatever it takes. You need to get your message out there. And you should not care what your sons or daughters say to you about what you say to their kids. Well, then I won't see the grandchildren. Well, guess what? Your grandchildren in 20 years, 25 years may not have the country you grew up in. So what's worse? You bringing it to their attention? You waking them up? Now, seriously, think about it. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to say you shouldn't see your grandchildren or your nieces or nephews or anything like that. But how do you help them? How do you honestly help them? So again, like I said, the story we just did about these, they're Democrats, they're socialist Democrats, self-admitted, and we stack the rooms that way. You know, let me put it to you this way: I don't know of any right-wing conservatives that are wearing the pink hat, you know, the cat hat. I refuse to call anything else. I don't know any right-wing conservatives that are holding up signs that say "resist." I just don't know any. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I don't know any. But just the mere fact that, forget the prayer thing. The prayer thing drives them crazy, okay. They can't even shut up during the Pledge of Allegiance, right? And they're screaming about the fact, the reason they're so upset is they don't believe that President Trump should be president. And they don't believe that Pence should be. To show you that it's totally political, you've got more and more memes going around where they're saying impeach and repeat. And they have a picture of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. So they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the laws. They don't care about duly elected. Are they just dumb enough not to understand? Yeah, impeach, repeat, and then you get president. Paul, what's his name? God.
Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan. President Paul, I was right. Yeah, President Paul Ryan. They apparently don't understand how it works. They actually, one of those idiots actually put up there that they thought that if you impeach Trump, it would automatically be President Clinton. Isn't that a sad, see, it got you a chuckle. Isn't that a sad state of affairs? These brain surgeons are so smart, so it's not really, they don't really want to follow the law. They really don't want democracy. You know, they want a dictatorship that they decide who's what, where's how. And then the other thing when they talk about this, that troll that jumped in the room a little while ago, here's what I love. So when they call people a voter for Trump, racist, homophobic, whatever they call them. Then they said they said half the country is racist. They called every one of you that voted for Trump a racist. They called working class Democrats who were tired of being taken advantage of by the Democrat Party, they called them racist. Isn't that a good way to get somebody on your side? Hey, buddy, I want to team up with you. By the way, you're a racist. Just want you to know that coming in. You're a homophobe. Oh, and you're an Islamophobe. So just do what I tell you to do. We'll be fine. Isn't that a great way to win people over? And they keep the same, they have the same, I love it. I'm telling you, long live Nancy Pelosi. God bless Chuck Schumer. I hope they stay at the head of their parties. I really do. Only because the other choices they have are much more scary. You know, being Ellison and a few others, right? What is it, Perez and Ellison? They're scarier than Pelosi and Schumer. But look at the representation they have. Look who is representing their party. Look at the people at the top and what they stand for real. And what they've actually done. So you need to think about the seriousness. This is why I tell you, you got to get involved with people around you. You have to get involved with people around you. This is why I say to you, the seriousness of people not even willing, you listening? Not even willing to shut up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Why is that a problem? It's scary, if nothing else. So, the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, now, let's just get something straight. I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but the university, it's a party college. Always has been a party college. Nobody goes there to learn anything. Well, maybe some of them do, but when they get there, they figure out, hey, pass that joint. I grew up in the 70s out there in Massachusetts, and I got to tell you, if you wanted to party down, that was the place to go. You never had to worry about money, you never had to worry about drugs, and you never had to worry about where you're going to stay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. A University of Massachusetts course that promotes resistance to capitalism. How does that work? We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Listen to Real Side of GCM Live. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Man, we're just going to run crazy this hour. Seriously. Well, maybe this is the next hour with some of the stories that I have. I think you guys go out of your minds, right? I mean, we have become the loony bin of the planet. They're laughing at us all the world. Seriously. And I don't know if they've got their problems, but, you know, we're so far advanced. You know, I love the elitists, and they're not Republicans, they're not conservatives, you know who I'm talking about. I love the elitists that evolve so much that they have absolutely no boundaries. That's how much they've evolved. They've evolved so much that they have no rules, no boundaries, no laws, nothing applies to them. I was talking to a young gay man a few weeks ago, and he said, it's chilled down my spine, or up my spine, whatever you want to look at it. When he said, we were talking about some of these laws and rules, and I'm going to get to one in a few minutes that you guys are going to freak out over. But we were talking about the laws and the things people should be allowed or not allowed to do. And I'll never forget this. He looked right at me and said, well, something should be forced on people. Laws should be passed to actually force people to do things. And we weren't talking about speed limits. Or anything along those lines. No, we were talking about, you know, sexual orientation, sexual preference. We're talking about laws that would go 180 degrees against spiritual beliefs. And he had no problem with saying, I would force that. The University of Massachusetts Amherst Resistance Study Initiative. Yeah, you heard me. They now have a resistance studies initiative. Teaches students strategies for resistance against capitalism. Capitalism's exploitative practices. Yeah, well, that's hard for me to say. And patriarchal heresies. Now, the initiative seeks to create resistance studies. They call it I can't pronounce these words. It's social science analyzing the supporting the efforts of activists worldwide that are employing direct action, civil disobedience, everyday resistance, digital activism, mass protests, and other kinds of Well, this says nonviolent, but I doubt it's nonviolent resistance. They even have their own website. Now, the program defines the term resistance to mean actions that challenge all forms of domination, not just the state, but capitalism exploitative practices. Now, I love that one, too. Because if it wasn't for capitalism, if it wasn't for the taxes being paid by the capitalists in their state, and actually across the country, they wouldn't be able to go to the school they're going to. That school wouldn't exist. Where's the money going to come from? State's just going to print it? Do they not understand economics? Do they not understand how this works? Anyway. And they, you know, the goal is to disrupt the status quo's perceived truth. They want to change the normative orders of things. This is all in the class. The socio-cultural patriarchal hierarchies of gender, of race, status. I personally believe they make up these words as they go, too, sometimes. That's just my own personal opinion. The 2017 curriculum, now this is according to what's online, what tells you online. The 2017 curriculum features one undergraduate course on civil resistance and social change. I love it. And none of this is, I don't care what they tell you, it's not peaceful. You see it, it's not peaceful. And other than Bernie Sanders the other day, whoever comes out and speaks against these people and which leadership people on the left come out and speak against these violent protests. So, goes on to say, rather than merely examining the history and revolutions of revolutions of political struggles, the Resistance Studies Initiative explicitly supports unarmed struggles against all forms of exploitation and violence. In addition to studying resistance movements targeting concepts like capitalism, gender, and patriarchy, it also promises to deliver courses that examine resistance in relation to military occupation, capitalism, campaign strategies and impacts, repression and counter-repression. They want research methodology on gender and patriarchy, race. I mean, look at all the things that they want to come against, that they're going to teach against. They want to resist military occupation. Where are we actually occupying? Right? I mean, there's a difference between occupying a land and being there alongside the other, you know, the country's army or what have you, military, helping them get back on their feet. You know, I was talking to somebody about this today. We as a nation, we have, you want to use the word occupy, whatever, we have gone in and, for lack of a better term, I don't mean it this way, taken over more land in war and what have you than any other country on the planet and handed it back to the rightful owners, if you would. We go into places, we bombed the crud out of Germany, we helped them rebuild. We bombed the crud out of France, we helped them rebuild. Right? I mean, think about this when the Germans were there. Think about everything we've done across the world. And then when we help them win or we defeat them, what do? We go back and help them rebuild. Japan, we help them rebuild. Our tax dollars help them rebuild. Yet young people will tell you the only reason we go into the Arab countries is because we want their oil. Really? Where is your oil? I mean, I haven't seen it come back here. How much money have we collected from those countries? I don't know what to tell you, but how much have we collected from those countries? The Resistance Studies Initiative is part of a Resistance Studies Network, an international forum for scholars. Oh, this is scary in and of itself, right? It's an international forum for their scholars that has also established similar programs at universities in Sweden and the United Kingdom. Now, at UMass, the initiative is funded by a generous donation from a Quaker activist family that also helped create an endowed chair in the study of nonviolent direct action and civil resistance. Well, I hope none of these Berkeley kids, I hope none of these kids around the country, and they are kids, most of them, that are smashing Starbucks windows and jumping on police cars and lighting those things on fire, I hope none of them took this class, because they must have missed a whole nonviolent portion of it. What do you think? Now, the initiative predates Donald Trump's political, becoming president. It does share terminologies in common with the resistance. Various student groups, professors, and university administrators have taken steps to promote the anti-Trump resistance movement. Now, that's the thing, too. The reason I can't take these people seriously most of the time is these aren't, you know, these women rights groups, right? The LGBT rights groups, all these groups that say that they're marching for women's rights, they're marching for this, they're marching for that, they're all just anti-Trump rallies. That's all they are. And the proof is, look where they go. When they're allowed to continue on, I'm not saying we should stop them, because unlike the left, who wants to stop any kind of conservative conversation, I'm saying let them go, let them run, let them show what their true colors are. I'm telling you, I believe that's why Donald Trump won. Right? I believe that he won because the left was out of control. When all this stuff was coming forward about how... we wouldn't allow all the gender study stuff. We wouldn't allow conservative conversation on college campuses. When religious freedoms were being shut down all over the place. I think it even made the hardcore, lifelong Democrat nervous. Because, hey, eventually they're going to tell you what's right, aren't they? They're going to tell you how to live your life, what's right for you. Because they're doing it now anyhow. But eventually they would have got around to their own. Got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This one should infer. School denies a diploma after a class president goes off script at graduation, which to me is fine. You got something to say? I mean, as long as it's not profanity-laced. This happened in North Carolina at the Southwest High School senior class president, Marvin Wright. He delivered that message to school officials and others at the graduation ceremony on Friday. When he ditched the four-sentence statement administrators insisted he read, he got rid of that. Instead, Wright went with a speech he worked with weeks to prepare and endured a petty punishment for sticking to his convictions. Good for him. No, seriously, good for him. Didn't care what happened to him. Was willing to still open his mouth and stand his ground. How many of you would do that? I'm just asking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. You know, I love the stuff you guys are saying in the chat room. That's why I love the chat room so much. Or the live feed. What do they call it? Look, I'm an old guy, right? It's chat room to me. But some of the stuff you're saying is just, it is just so right on. And you got a lot of good ideas in there. And I don't know most of you, I don't know you, so I don't know what you're doing or not doing, so don't take it personal. But you get a lot of good ideas in there. How do we get those ideas out? How do we get those ideas for young people? Somebody said, you know, we've been fighting this since the 60s. I don't know if I'm so sure we've been fighting it. I think we've been talking about it since the 60s. I've been talking about it since the 70s. Well, not me, but we've been talking about it since the 70s. When do conservatives take their rightful place in education? I mean, I don't want to hear about, oh, so bad. So what? Inundate them. Do what they do to us. Right? I mean, seriously, maybe it's one city, one state at a time. I don't know. I don't have all the solutions. Let me tell you what. Look at everybody in the Facebook feed and in the chat room. Yeah, I'm not the smartest guy in there, okay? So one of you needs to pick up a mantle and run with it. But here's the deal. Again, when do conservatives take their rightful place? When do they get off their butts and get back in the classroom and back in the colleges and back in the junior colleges or wherever it is that they need to be. And they take their rightful place in teaching and educating our young people. Now, I'm not opposed to homeschooling, but isn't it sad that we have to go to homeschooling because we didn't do what we were supposed to do to begin with? Think about something. Our founding fathers saw education as a way to learn about morality and decency and that kind of stuff. What was the first book? Anybody know the first book that they bought, they actually paid, they actually allocated dollars to be taught in our schools? It was the Bible. Look it up. It was the very first book that they allocated dollars to because everything for life, everything for morality, everything to live a good life was in that book. And they wanted every child to know about it. Because they knew people didn't know how to read. Reading wasn't like, you know, we almost expect, it's almost a gimme. We think we're born with the DNA to read. And we're not. They have to be taught that. So when do we get back to that? And again, when I said in the opening where, you know who you are and who you aren't. When do we stop being just Facebook warriors? When do we stop just talking about this stuff? How many of you have actually gone to a school board a meeting or that kind of thing in your area and forced to change? And not one or two of you, but 20 or 30 of you. School boards hate it when 20 or 30 of you walk in, or 40 or 50 of you. They don't like it. And if they throw you out, and if you have problems with the school board, guess what? There's an election coming up. Get them out and get people in there. Get people to run. I don't want to hear, yes, you got me going now. In my own neighborhood, I have people that complain to me all the time about not how the schools are run, but what's being taught. I say, are you running for office? Well, no, I'm not going to put up with that stuff. Then you get what you get. It's a representative government. Whether you like it or not, it's a representative government. If I got 50 libs in there screaming at me that they want this kind of sex education, and there isn't one conservative in there, guess what you get? Doesn't matter that you elected me to represent you as well. I need you there. Your locals need you there. You need to engage and get involved. I know we're all working. We're all trying to take care of our kids. We're all trying to pay our mortgage. I get all of that. That doesn't fix the problem. You hopping up on Facebook and writing about it doesn't fix the problem. We need to get behind people. We need to get behind the people that we elect and put in place. So again, I say to you, when, you know, every high school district or every school district has a curriculum council, all right? Check into it. Parents are allowed on the curriculum council. They're allowed to help decide what curriculum your kids are being taught. At the state level, they choose a half a dozen books that you're allowed to teach history from any one of these six books. Those six books are sent down to the local school district. The parents get involved. They read to the books. They decide which one they want to teach from. Well, why wait? Why don't you get on the state level curriculum council? Why don't you make sure the people you're electing at the state level have your same values in place? We're very good at complaining after the fact. How do we do it on the front end? How do we fix it? And again, some of you are already doing this, so you know it's not for you, right? But the ones that aren't, the ones that are sitting there thinking that you know, you're poking somebody to get them to do it, or you're poking a guy like me to get me to engage. I'm already engaged. I can't be any more engaged because there ain't enough hours in the day. But you guys, you need to support people like me. You need to support. And I'm not talking about me, the commentator, as much as I am. If you hire somebody or vote somebody in on a school board or a city council or what have you, you need to hold their feet to the fire. You need to make sure they're doing the things that you hired them to do, if you would. So again, you know, in watching that earlier conversation on the Facebook feed, you know, I agree. We've probably been talking about this for years, but have we been fighting it? Are we truly supporting conservative teachers, conservative administrators, conservative principals and trustees? Are you really helping them get elected? I'm just asking a question. You do what you want with it. Back to the Southwest High School, the senior who decided that he wasn't gonna talk about what he was being forced to talk about. He was going to talk about what he believed to be truth. He was going to talk about what he wanted to. He deserved the honor. He did all that work. He deserved the honor. He went on. He said, "To be honest, the speech that they wrote for me." Wasn't me at all. Wright was talking about the prepared remarks that the board put together for him, or the administration put together for him. He says, I feel like they tried to belittle me in a way because I had more to say. I feel like they couldn't describe the ways that I felt and the things that I experienced. There were only four sentences. I was like, I really worked hard on this speech. And as a senior class president, I think I should read my own speech. And they were like, no, this is what you're going to read. Now, God bless this kid. You got to give this kid kudos for doing this, right? You see somebody like this, you see people, young people, like, encourage them. He said, I think my classmates would like to hear what I had to say instead of one you wrote for me. Now, Wright's mother, Shokita Wright, consulted with her son, went on to say that my thing to him was, follow your heart, she said. He put God first. He spoke about his parents, his classmates. He spoke about his mom. Oh, my God, we can't have any of that now, can we? I mean, a young person, a successful young person, talking about family, how important God was and family was. See, we've allowed this to happen. This is what I was just trying to say to you a minute ago. We have allowed this to happen. He said, so it was time for me to speak at graduation. And when I reached to get my folder off the podium, my speech wasn't in there. It was the speech that they wrote for me. So the only copy of the speech I had was on my phone. I love this. He said, so I took it out. And three of the trustees passed out and fell on the floor. No, I'm only kidding. I mean, no, seriously. I think this is great. Now, he said that, let me see. Oh, see, I love when I do this. Okay. He said he was on his phone. He said, I was nervous because I was on stage, but what was really a distraction was because I was reading my speech. I'm sorry, I was reading my speech, and they were talking behind my back, and I was trying to listen to what they were saying and try to read my speech. Don't do that. Don't ever do that when you're in that position. When you're persuaded that this is what you need to do, just do it. Don't care who's your right or left or behind you, or even in front of you for that matter. You do what you're led to do. Despite the troubles, Wright delivered a well-received speech that thanked those who helped students along the path in life and school and how it prepared Wright and his classmates to take the next step. He said, I am no expert in this journey we call life, but we all have the ability to make differences and to be that change that the world needs. The past 13 years have equipped us for a time as this and stand bold in who we are. So I say to my classmates, cherish these last few minutes that we spend here and the memories we have created to get ready for a journey ahead. After the ceremony, students picked up folders that contained their diploma, transcript, and report card. Wright learned that the punishment for failing to comply with orders. He said, my folder wasn't there. His mother was fuming. He said, he looked at his mom, he said, hey, they took my diploma, they won't give it to me. What a bunch of cowards, right? But they wrote a speech for him that had four lines in it. They didn't want him to talk about, they didn't want him to talk about family and such. Or God, for that matter. Can't have that. And the way we'll punish him is we'll take away the thing he's worked 13 years to receive. Isn't that nice? Isn't that fair and equal thing that they talk about all the time? Wright learned that Principal Craig Harris snatched his folder out of spite. He said, I was upset. I was embarrassed. All of the seniors were walking around with their bright orange folders, and being the last one in my class, walking out with nothing in my hand, diploma was taken. School officials said there was nothing wrong with Wright's speech, but it was too long and submitted too late to meet approval. Okay, yeah, sure. Later, the superintendent publicly apologized to Wright and his family, and Harris hand-delivered the diploma to Wright at his home on Sunday. If there was nothing wrong, if it wasn't a big deal, if it wasn't a bad thing, why did they snatch his diploma? They're liars, and they're cowards. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Stick with me. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart it a few minutes past the hour, and we'll get it going again. But you know what I love about this? Two stories we're going to hit the next hour. One is the freedom of speech. A bill that would require public colleges and universities to adopt policies imposing disciplinary action on students who would interfere with free expression. The second one is a bill moving its way through the Illinois legislature that would allow them to take your kids away if you don't believe in transgenderism. Yeah, seriously. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I want you to come back.